Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
We are in this country failing to access lucrative EU funding to develop social housing. That's according to a new report commissioned by none other than Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews. The report by Housing Europe identifies not one, not two, but 11 problems in the Irish housing sector that are barriers to progress, as well as 19 policy options from other European states that could tackle those barriers to progress. Well, for more on this now, I'm joined by Barry Andrews. You're very welcome, Barry, to the programme. You must be Minister Dara O'Brien's best new friend commissioning a report like this. Talk to us about the 11 core problems in the Irish housing market that are identified here.
Well, just to address the question of how this is received by the Department of Housing, as you know, the Housing Commission are looking at very important changes. We're also looking at housing for all. It's got built-in flexibility, and it anticipates that there are going to be challenges during the course of delivery, as there obviously are. Mm-hmm. And so the department were represented this morning at the launch of the report, where we had a 1.5 hour discussion on the recommendations contained. And I want to thank Dara Turnbull and Housing Europe for all of their work. Dara was the lead researcher on the report. So
I think we'll come back to the department now, and whether you're on Dara O'Brien's Christmas card list or not. But the 11 core problems in the Irish housing market identified, what are they?
Well, I mean, obviously affordability, supply, problems for young people, the fact that approved housing bodies are on book, they've been reclassified in the public sector. All of these are issues that have been identified. Unmet need carried forward from Rebuilding Ireland, which hasn't been taken account in the assessment of housing need. So these are the general problems that are identified. And against these 11 problems are grouped a series of recommendations which flow from a review of EU member states and what they're doing to try to tackle similar problems, because they do experience many of the same problems that Ireland has experienced. And of course, the overall challenges that the housing markets are experiencing across Europe around inflation, around interest rates, around, you know, the challenges of the Ukrainian populations that have come to the European Union, and of course the shortages of labour throughout the construction sector.
But all of those problems that you refer to, affordability and supply and the problems young people have and so on, they're all underpinned, aren't they, by what you're saying in this report, or what the report you've commissioned, and what I mentioned at the very start, is that Ireland is failing to access big pots of money from the EU to develop social housing.
Well, I don't think the report says that Ireland is failing to. It says that Ireland could do better on some of the, particularly the new funds that are emerging. InvestEU, for example, which is related to the way in which the European Union responded to the COVID crisis, and the new Social Climate Fund, which is related to the Energy Performance of Buildings Directive, which will come into effect next year. So obviously no country has made an application under the Social Climate Fund. But what I'm trying to do with this report and launching it today was really to correct the narrative out there that the European Union really doesn't have anything to do with housing, that it's really a matter of national member state competence. But in fact, not only are there major funding pots available there for local authorities, for the central government and for approved housing bodies, but there's a massive range of ideas around how we could deliver on issues to do with affordability and supply that we could get from EU member states. And we had presentations this morning from representatives from France, from the Netherlands, from Wales, and we had an excellent discussion. So I really would encourage people to have a look at the report. If you can't read the whole report, it's about 70 pages, to look at Section 4, which contains the 19 policy recommendations published by Housing Europe.
So what are the best ideas from other EU member states that are experiencing the same kind of housing, or maybe not to the same level or scale housing crisis we have here, that we could use here?
Well, the one, and I really was really pleased that the department responded very, very well to it, was what's called the Livret A system in France. So, you know, there is a very large amount of private savings in banks at the moment here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And to address this issue, there is a special public savings scheme set up in France with a slightly higher interest rate than you'll get on a current account. And this money is then used for sustainable development purposes in a public bank. And because the funding of the bank is from private sources, and you can only save up to something like 22,000 euro, because it's from private sources, it's off the state's balance sheet. And so it doesn't cause any problems with EU fiscal rules. So it's very eye-catching.
It's like national crowdfunding as such, is it?
Well, it's. I think the way people would understand it is a little bit like SSIA, except mm-hmm. it's been in existence in France for almost 200 years. And it has assets of 521 billion, and it accounts for about 40 to 60% of the financing of social housing in France. So it's an incredibly effective measure. As I mentioned, it's off book. It therefore isn't constrained by EU fiscal rules, and it's extremely successful. But that's one of 19 recommendations.
Yeah, the government will say funding is not the problem. They've said this, the minister has said this in this programme before, funding is not the problem, the money is there. It's all of the other problems in terms of supply and inflation, construction inflation and so on.
Yeah, well, those problems are real, and in construction inflation is something that's experienced across the European Union, and interest rates are affecting the cost of financing for the private sector. But there is no doubt that the EU fiscal rules are a major constraint on the capacity of approved housing bodies to draw down financing, because they've no capital of their own, they've no sinking mm-hmm. funds of their own, unlike many of our European comparators. So by going down the road that the French have done, it gives that opportunity for approved housing bodies, at okay. least, to get to draw down better
funding. So bring back a housing SSIA, says Barry Andrews. That's the headline. Well, what are other ideas? Give me one more idea from other EU countries.
Yeah, well, one of the problems, very serious problems identified, and people will know this, is that young people in Ireland spend much more time in the family home than they wish to. On average, in Denmark, it's 21 years of age that people leave the family home. In Ireland, it's 28 years of age. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the report really makes this case very strongly. We've had a certain demographic bubble in Ireland, so that the household forming cohort, if you like, 20 to 34, is very large in Ireland proportionately to our overall population. But in Denmark, they have increased huge funding for young people to get out of the family home, to begin independent living, including the provision of housing that has shared facilities and significant supports for students. So it's a very targeted measure for that youth. Yeah. And I think really the position is very acute in Ireland. And so these recommendations are there for everybody to read. What I'm proposed to do is to write to both Michael McGrath and Dara O'Brien with my recommendations. And this is the two that we've mentioned.
Amazing? Isn't it amazing? And we started off by saying that we are failing as a country. You saying it's not failure, but we could do better in terms of accessing these ideas and these funds and so on. Isn't it amazing, though, given all of the resources and all of the focus in government for the last number of years under a Fianna Fáil minister now, that these ideas haven't been tapped already? I mean, isn't it an indictment?
Well, I think, you know, do we stop the debate at a certain point, Cormac, or do we continue the debate? We continue looking for cross-fertilisation of ideas in Europe. I mean, like, for every politician,
we expect these to have been seen and implemented before.
Well,
now,
some of them are new ideas. Some of them are older ideas that haven't been used before. I mean, the debate about, for example, classification of AHB funding as public sector funding, it really only started in 2018 when Eurostat reclassified.
Yeah, but some of the ideas, as you say, are around 200 years. But look, we'll leave that there. We'll see if you get the Christmas card from Dara O'Brien. But it's a valuable report. There's no question about it. Before I let you go, Barry Andrews, can I ask you about another issue entirely? And people will know that you're related. You're a cousin of Ryan Tubridy. So it might be remiss of me not to ask you about the current crisis. Can I ask you if you've spoken to Ryan Tubridy, first of all?
No. I've just been in text message contact with Ryan, and you know, I've known him all my life. Obviously, he's slightly younger than me.
How is he?
Well, look, you know, it's impossible for me to really talk about these issues, because I'm, you know, as I say, I've known him all my life. He's very friendly with my sister, and his mother and my father are brother and sister, the last remaining siblings of that family, and they're very close. So it's impossible to give an objective view of all of this. Yeah. But I'm glad he's coming into the to the Oireachtas next week. And
can I ask you? I don't want to pry too much in terms of your text messages around. But I can ask you in terms of an elected representative. What do you expect of him at the committee next week?
Well, to give an account of himself, because we a lot of people are drawing conclusions without having heard fully his side of the story. So I think that will complete the picture for a lot of people, and hopefully set to one side some of the worries. I mean, I'll just say one thing, if I may, Cormac, is that with the Phil Hogan situation, obviously I was as an MEP, it really struck me that when we have some of these crises of faith in certain institutions and people, there doesn't seem to be a penalty that's proportioned. Sometimes it's nothing between absolution and execution. And I hope that after the hearing next week, that there will be a more balanced view of what's happened in that part of it. But clearly there's other
major issues. Do you think reaction has gone too far?
Well, I think we need a much more reasoned debate. The last 2 weeks has been just extraordinary. I think everybody in RTÉ that I've spoken to is very winded by the whole experience. And yet public broadcasting is essential to the fabric of our democracy. And it has been undermined and it has a knock-on effect on our democracy.
Stability is in question now as a result of all of this. I mean, I wonder, does Ryan understand the anger and how let down people feel?
Well, again, I'm not going to speak for Ryan. He'll get his opportunity, and I'm glad that he has decided to come in to speak to the Oireachtas.
Okay. Look, Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP, thank you very much indeed for joining us.